Ocean FM.
Donegal International Rally Updates. With thanks to Atlantic Metals, Carrow, Sligo. Your first pit stop for getting rid of all your scrap metal. Cars, fans, 4x4s and all commercials. In fact, we buy any scrap metal. 0719154809 and ask for Claire.
It's the biggest event of the year for us. Like, I suppose, if to put it in other terms, it's like our All-Ireland, I suppose, we couldn't get a football tournament. It's the biggest event of the year.
The Donegal Rally is a major event, and it's a fantastic event that attracts people from all over, and it lasts 3 days, but it lasts a few more extra days for a lot of other people.
On stage two, on which is the main road between Bunfana and Cardona, things get really fast. 100. We are sitting for minutes at a time on the red limiter. That means 120 miles an hour plus. 4 laps. Bertie Fischer is now pulling back time. He is 7 seconds quicker than McKinstry on this stage. Austin McHale has edged 2 seconds ahead of James Cullen. Here's another impressive learning curve, Andrew Nesbitt. He's in sixth position.
But back in Letterkenny, thousands are ready to greet their heroes, Vincent Bonner and Seamus McGinnis. Was it all a well-laid plan to snatch the Isle Man's money?
No way. I never figured, even from the word go, that it, you know, anything like this could happen. No
How
way.
Have you been at the game?
This is about, I think, the 13th year. 13 times lucky.
There you are. But you had a great drive.
Well, I can't complain. The car went beautifully, and, you know, I hadn't a hitch from, you know, the word go. Every stage, just one after the other, they were all the same. We hadn't a problem with the car.
From 1983, the voice of Vincent Bonner, the day he became the first Donegal driver to win the Donegal Rally. And before that, a sample of the rally action from 1992. Was it really that long ago? Bertie Fischer and Rory Kennedy won it that year. In 2022, the Jewel Donegal International Rally is back and celebrates its 50th birthday. Tonight, we get your engine started with an hour of rally conversation and interviews. Good evening to you. This is Austin O'Callaghan and welcome to a special final whistle on Ocean FM. Compliments of Atlantic Metals Carrow in Sligo. Here are the contact details: 083 3500 530 if you'd like to WhatsApp the programme or send in a text. The email address sport@oceanfm.ie, and you can find us on Twitter right now at Ocean FM Sport. The ceremonial start in Letterkenny took place on Main Street in the town in the last half an hour. Now we get ready for the serious stuff, and we'll look ahead to that with a special studio guest, winner of the Donegal International Rally in 2004, 2005 and 2008, five times Irish Tyrmack Championship winner, twice a winner of the Circuit of Ireland. I used to think he was a Tyrone man, but that's a blasphemous thing to say. Welcome, I was going to say Maharaz, Eugene Donnelly, but it's perhaps, strictly speaking, Eugene, Draperstown, Eugene Donnelly in Derry.
Yeah, just on the border. My mother would be delighted you think I'm from Tyrone. She's a Tyrone woman, you know. Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me, Austin. Big weekend ahead, isn't it?
It surely is. Does it bring back good memories for you?
Oh, sure. You know, just the last week and the build-up till it, they all come flooding back. And, of course, the itchiness to actually see the event and want to take part in it. Unfortunately, I'm too many candlesticks, and maybe the waist has been a bit too big to try to get into one of these cars now. But no, I've had my time at it, and a fantastic event. Really looking forward to the weekend, 50th anniversary. And I think the lineup of it is just outstanding. The competitors that's lining up for this, you know.
Yeah, we're going. This is a Donegal programme, and we're going to get stuck into it. But we are in our Colooney studio in County Sligo this evening. And I know this is where you have your business, Atlantic Metals, as well, in Carrow and Sligo.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of Sligo rally connections, because if we look at the Roll of Honour of the Donegal International Rally, the man sitting next to you when you won the Donegal Rally in 04, 05, and 08 was a Sligo man, Paul Kiley.
Yeah, Paul. Paul and I have a long, long history. We know each other from, I think I was 18 or 19 years of age. I won my first national rally, which was the Monaghan Stages, I think, in 1989. And I went on to do Carlo, which was the next round of the championship that year. And I went out of the rally with a mechanical problem. And then Paul was doing the rally with Alan Johnson, who was a fantastic competitor at the time. And the two of us ended up hey-ho in the bar that evening. You can guess what happened.
All great relationships start, Eugene.
And we hit it off and we became really, really good friends. But it was a long, long time afterwards before we started to share a car together. I think it was even in 2001 or maybe 2000 before we actually said, well, do you know what, let's do a rally together. And I rang him up and I asked him to do the Northern Ireland Championship with me, and I think it's 2001 or 2000 in a Toyota Celica. And you know, I think the reaction was, well, what are you asking me that for, you know, because, you know, we never thought about it. And it's not that he isn't very talented, which we all know that he is. Just we were doing different things, you know. And hey ho, we went and he did the championship that year, and that led to a 10-12 year relationship between the two of us. And we've won a lot of rallies and competed in a lot of rallies over that period of time, and a great relationship.
What is the key to a good relationship between driver and co-driver? Is it that he does everything you tell him?
No, I don't think so. Now you're asking a difficult question. I get a lot of ways into trouble by answering this the wrong way. But look, you know, everything that we've achieved has totally been about teamwork and respecting each other's opinions. And the guys that achieve great success, I think that's what's behind it, is the team. Paul and I always gelled. It was never a case of, I actually don't think we ever had an argument or a disagreement in any major way. We just gelled, and we both take each other's opinion and respected what we were doing. And I think the biggest understanding of this year is, you know, the level that we were at, the risk that is involved in it, because the sport is dangerous, and therefore the preparation has to be, you know, spot on. Like, you can't go to a rally and, you know, be at that level trying to win events and, you know, be out on the piss the night before or anything like that. There, excuse the way I put it, but you know, you have to be conscious about what you're at, like. And I think that's where the two of us gelled. We both wanted the same things. It was pretty unspoken at the time. We never said, oh, let's go win these rallies. But, you know, it was unspoken what we wanted to do. And that respect was there to enjoy it, plan well, focus well, respect each other, but also have fun time as well away from the events. And that's where the friendship came into it.
And bizarrely, the only nasty smash the two of you had was competing in the Sligo Stages Rally when Paul was driving, you were co-driver, 2016.
Yeah, well, looking back at it now, we were two fools, like, and I think he'll forgive me for calling him a fool about that. But here, this is what happens, you know. You'd be a wee bit complacent, and we've done it several events together where him driving and me navigating, because we just enjoyed the sport, and, you know, we had a laugh, and the build up to it was a bit of fun. And, you know, we didn't expect the event to go the way it did, and we didn't expect to have that accident the way we did. And again, this is where I suppose the realization of how dangerous the sport is, that we were taking it as a bit of fun, probably didn't prepare correctly. And I remember we started the first stage and we were totally the wrong tyre, and we were just saying, ah, it'll be all right, it'll be fine. We're not here to win the rally, we were just there to compete. And wrong tyre, wrong conditions, and hey-ho. The badge headed into a tree and the two of us got knocked about pretty badly. Like, so of all the events we did, to end up crashing in one of the rallies in our doorstep that we love so much, and, you know, both Paul and I are members of the local club here, and they've wheeled off in two ambulances, I'll tell you, it wasn't the happiest of endings, that, you know.
Well, you're both still here, that's the important thing. Able to enjoy the rallying this weekend, in particular the Donegal International Rally. Look, we listed some of your on track achievements, Eugene. I mean, you've won practically as many titles as Bertie Fisher has, give or take one or two. You know, that's the sort of role of honour list you have, and that's not to blow smoke up, you know, but you know, just for context. So when you were at the peak of your powers rallying, where did the Donegal International Rally rank as the one to win?
You know, as Rory said there in your clip, in your introductory clip, like, this is the pinnacle. This is the rally. It's the biggest rally on the island. It's 3 days, 250 kilometres of really, really demanding stages. the terrain in Donegal, the tarmac, it's a bit like Killarney. It holds a serious amount of grip, and therefore the teasing and the stress on the car and the stress on the body. And it's just a very, very tough event, but it's an enjoyable event because the build up to it is like no other event in this island. And everybody that's participating feels that. Whether you're the first car or the last car, you feel that whole energy and the whole buzz about the build up. The start ramp is amazing. And the event itself, with the crowds that it'll attract, it's just one of those events that just lifts you up above the actual competing side of it. And to be lucky enough to win it, there's no words describes what it is to drive over that ramp in first place. And I remember the first time I won it, the Mount Errigal, it was just hundreds of people at it, like, and there were, you were nearly floating, you know. It's just one of them surreal moments, like, and it's even from the spectator point of view, the businesses, everybody that's involved in it, you never hear of anybody going, oh, this is a terrible thing to happen. Like, it's just such a feel good factor of an event, you know.
Yeah. Is there, of the three that you won, is there one that stands out? I know there is a memorable photograph at the end of the 05 Donegal International Rally where, when you got out of the car and you knew you had won, you leapt into the arms of your brother Charlie. And I think it's a picture that's kind of trotted out on social media every now and again, still to this day.
Yeah. You know, to win the first one was fantastic, but I think, that the euphoria of winning two Donegal rallies, I couldn't believe it. Like, we come from a humble enough background. To have won one of them was some achievement. To have got a second one was just, and that's why when I seen him at the end of the stage, like, you nearly get emotional even thinking about it now. We were such a close-knit team. My family was 100% behind it. Paul's family was 100% behind it. We just could not believe that we won the rally a second time. So when I got out of the car, sure, the only thing I could do was jump into his arms, you know. And it's just, again, that's testament what the event is and much it means to the competitors and, you know, people like myself that had the opportunity to win the event. That's what it means to us. And that rally, you know, a bit different from the first one I won. There was controversy a wee bit over the first rally I won through our great competitor, Andrew Nesbitt. But nevertheless, it was a won. But the second one, we won it fair and square. We drove hard all weekend. We had a game plan. Even from the first stage, like, I remember Paul coming off the first stage, which was a replica of the first stage the previous year, and him saying to me, we're so many seconds faster than last year. I think it was 14 seconds. And I looked over and I said, really? And he goes, yeah, we're on the pace here. You know, we're doing the business here, you know. And that's the sort of a, ooh, you know.
And that gives you a lift in the car when you hear that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, you just, you know, you feel on fire then, you know. It's good. Like, it's just really good.
You're listening to Eugene Donnelly, three-time winner of the Donegal International Rally. We're going to get into the cruise and look at the field in just a moment, but let's hear from another man who knows as much, if not more, about the Donegal International Rally than our special guest this evening, Letterkenny's Rory Kennedy. He won this rally on three occasions as Bertie Fisher's co-driver and more recently navigated for Gary Jennings when he was victorious in 2015.
Well, Austin, we as rally competitors are delighted to have the rally back again. As you know, the rally hasn't run since 2019 after the tragic accident which claimed the life of Manus Kelly, one of our local drivers here. And that happened back in 19, and we've now had 2021 without a rally, and now the rally stays to be held this weekend. So in many ways, Austin, a lot of the competitors, even organisers, you know, it was no bad thing that there was no rally for 2 years. It's all given us a chance to reflect and sort of look back and maybe take stock and so on. And really, we've had 2 or 2.5 years now where we've had to come to terms with what happened. And I suppose really we're all ready to get back at it again now.
It is difficult to talk about the Donegal International Rally without mentioning Manus Kelly. He won it 3 years in a row, which is a rare feat in itself. And you were a good friend of his.
I was a good friend of Manus's. Yeah, we're very good friends personally and also in business. We had quite a bit of crossover in business as well. And I was fortunate enough to be Manus's co-driver on three occasions in 2019, where I actually deputised for Donal Barrett, who was unavailable. That's Manus's regular co-driver. So when Donal was unavailable, I stepped in and did three events with Manus, three very successful events and very enjoyable. And it makes it all the more tragic, really, whenever the very next event, the Donegal Rally, which is an iconic rally, It's an iconic event in the Northwest, Austin. I think it's the major sporting event in the Northwest. We also have the Northwest 200, of course, which is held in May. But the Donegal Rally is a major event, and it's a fantastic event. It attracts people from all over, and it lasts 3 days, but it lasts a few more extra days for a lot of other people.
What makes the Donegal Rally iconic in your mind?
Well, in my mind, you know, I'm very much a local here, born and reared in Letterkenny, or born and raised in Letterkenny. And my family were always involved in the rally. My father was a rally driver before me. He was very much involved even in the organisation of the rally and very much on the corporate side of the rally. So I just took it up from there. And I think a lot of the strengths that Donegal Rally has to offer is, number one, it's the only three-day event in Ireland. Number two, it's got fantastic roads, as everybody knows, some iconic scenery. And number three, the people of Donegal make the rally very welcome and make the visitors very welcome. And it's a very warm place and a very good experience to come to.
And when you look at the entry field, Rory, it does seem that the country's best drivers have targeted the Donegal Rally. It does feel like the signature event of the 2022 season.
Oh, without a doubt, Austin, it is. We've got everybody, all the top drivers in the country are entered, and the competition at the front will be very, very competitive, considering you have Sam Moffat, who is a previous winner. You have Callum Devine, who's been proved very strong this year. He was first in Killarney a few weeks ago, well, about a month ago or so. Then you have Josh Moffat, who's won the Galway Rally and also won the West Cork Rally this year. You have Alistair Fisher, who was second on those events. Matt Edwards is our first visitor from Wales this year, the first time to do the event. Matt is a three-time British champion, a person I know personally, and he's been always trying to come and do this event. And finally, this year, he's gotten a deal in place to do it. So, very welcome addition to the entry list. And of course, then you have all the regulars, Cahan McCourt, Marion Evans, Declan Boyle, Gary Jennings, Johnny Greer, Desi Henry, and so on. The McHale brothers as well are making a comeback. Another very famous name in rallying, Austin McHale's sons, Gareth and Aaron. They're also making a comeback to rallying on this event. So it's an event that people make, and the extra effort to come out and do is very well organised. And like I say, everybody gets a very warm welcome in Donegal, and it really is excellent rally country.
The drivers were out recceing the course at the weekend. Did anything about that catch you by surprise?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I've been doing the rally for the past, I don't know, I think I have about 36 or 38 starts on the event. And the very first stage of the rally this year is even brand new to me. It's a road we haven't competed on before. And everybody that has recced it there over the weekend have come back and say what a very tough challenge the first stage is going to be for everybody. So in some ways it's no harm to have a new stage and something different. But certainly the rest of the route, very familiar, but nevertheless, it doesn't take away from the challenge. The fantastic roads over Knockalla, Atlantic Drive, Glen, Garton, and so on. There's numerous ones to mention, but like they all have their unique challenge, and everybody on that entry list will be out there to do their very best.
I can't think of a more experienced co-driver in the field this weekend than you, Rory Kennedy. What would you say is the key, the secret to having a successful run this weekend?
Oh, well, now, Austin, it's hard to put that or quantify and put that into words, but I suppose, really, it's all down to the preparation. You know, it's all down to the recce, making the most of the time that you're permitted to recce the roads, working very closely with your co-driver, with your pace notes, and being very definitive with your corners and so on. And secondly, maybe to have a good test before the event and come to the event ready to hit the ground running. Also, of course, there's so many other factors and variables. You know, you need to have good weather crews who can feed you the information of the changeable weather conditions, and also your tyre choice. And, you know, it's a combination of all of that. And the person who puts all of that together best, I would assume, would be right up there and possibly winner of the rally.
And one final thought. This is the Donegal International Rally, and the spectators will always look to see how the local guys are getting on. They'll be urging them to do as well as they possibly can. Can you and your fellow Donegalonians feed off that?
Of course we can. It's your home event. Like, it's like a home match. It's like playing in your home ground, if you like. So it gives you that extra impetus, you know, to do well and to put on the best show as you can. And don't forget, Austin, we're number nine on the event this year. There's another 151 competitors running in the event behind us, like, and every single one of them will be putting in a huge effort as well. And it doesn't matter if you're one of the top drivers or one of the lower drivers, it's still the same route and still the same corners. So all the support you can get and all the effort that you can put into the event, you know, will all add to the result at the end. But let me say, the organisers have been very brave this year in putting on the event, you know, coming from the tragedy that was in 2019. Like, that took its toll on the organisers as well. So I have to applaud and commend them, you know, on putting together a very good event. And from what I've seen of it so far during the recce, it's a very good challenge and very, very tough in places. But they have to be commended for what they've done and gotten out there, putting this very good event together. So let's hope for them and for everybody else's sake, it's a safe and enjoyable event for everybody.
Letterkenny's Rory Kennedy speaking to us earlier. He's a four-time Donegal International Rally winner, and he's racing this weekend with Gary Jennings. And, you know, there was a lot to navigate, Eugene, when you think about it. Manaspoil's death affected every corner, nook and cranny of Donegal and the rallying community. And then you had COVID, two pandemic-induced cancellations. That takes a fair bit of coming back from.
Well, as Rory says there, the... you know, he couldn't have said any better. The toll that this has taken on the organisers, let alone the people who were involved directly with it. You know, the sport is dangerous. Look, there's no way of getting around that there. The organisers can do everything they can to set the road, make the roads as safe as they possibly can. The manufacturers of the cars do everything they can to make the cars as safe as they can. And look, these accidents sometimes do happen. It's just the nature of our sport. But as Rory said, the people that had to take this on the chin and live with it and get through the last 2 to 3 years, albeit that maybe not the worst thing that's been said before, that there was a pandemic, that the rally was not ran as a couple of years, give everybody a bit of time.
A cooling off period.
Yeah, give everybody a bit of time to reflect. And time is a great healer, they always say, you know. That's one of the big human things to be said about any passing, you know, give it time. And in this case, I think quite rightly so. The event has come back. It's 50 years. It's come back with a bang. The last week of leading up to this, I've heard nothing but positivity. And like you and I spoke off here, like, you know, we had to talk about this here. But unfortunately, it just goes with, you know, the history of the event. And it's not the first time it's happened. Hopefully it'll not happen again. But, you know, good guidance takes the head of bad luck. That's what my father always used to say. And, you know, everybody getting into their cars, be trying their best. And we just wanted to be a safe and enjoyable event because it's such an iconic event, you know.
It certainly is. And when we look at the starter list for tomorrow morning, Eugene, I think you said to me 212 starters tomorrow. And you gave me an interesting stat about the entry list, that of the starters tomorrow, there are 92 crews where either the driver or the co-driver is Donegal bred and born.
Yeah, I was just looking at that earlier, you know, 92 crews. But you got to remember, there's people coming from far and near. Like, you know, you have four people there coming from Australia, three people from the USA, one I know personally, Liam Egan, a husband and wife, I think, from Sweden doing taking part in the historic rally. You know, a couple of people from Scotland. One of the top national guys is from Scotland there, David Bogie, with a local guy sitting with him, one of our local Connacht Motor Club guys sitting with him. And, you know, there's Matt Edwards from the UK. There's people from wide and far to do the event. But, yeah, the stat of Donegal, 92-odd members taking part in it. It's a huge local event, isn't it?
It is, surely. Right, let's roll up our sleeves then and have a look at the top end of the entry list. Let's say the top 15, 20, 25, whatever you want to take. I'm not going to get you to go through everybody, but let's just pick out a couple. Sam Moffat is back to... Well, he was leading the rally when it was cut short in 2019, so he was declared the 2019 winner. He's back to try and do what you did in the noughties, put two back-to-back.
Well, he has a bit of advantage. He's won it twice before, and his last attempt, obviously, as you say, the rally was cut short, but it was no mean feat because he was beating a regular World Championship driver, Craig Breen, who's currently driving for Ford. So you know, that was some achievement, like, and he was leading the rally by 13 seconds, I think, whenever it was stopped, and it was quite near the end, you know, it was some achievement, I think.
So is he the man to beat this weekend?
Look, this is my opinion, everybody has their own, and probably disagree with me. My fear with Sam is that he's maybe been out of the seat for a wee while. He hasn't even, you know, he hasn't done many preparation events leading up to the rally. His younger brother, Josh, I would be putting a wee bit ahead of him now, you know, because, you know, Josh is having a phenomenal run. He's leading both championships. He's had, you know, some fantastic wins that Rory just went through there. Look, my money would have to be on Josh out of the two brothers anyway, but that's not
one, real. One half of the Moffat dinner table will be applauding you and one will be cursing you.
Yeah, well, Josh has a bit of a connection as well, and we'll not get into that to Sligo, but okay. Yeah,
sure.
Right. Yeah, I would put him slightly ahead now with his experience for the last few months.
Okay, talk us through some of the other headline acts this weekend.
Well, you know, Matt Edwards, obviously being, you know, a British champion, he won the Ulster Rally there last year. He's been always quick on tarmac. Is he a favourite up there? He certainly, you know, he has to be there, but lack of preparation again, not knowing the event very well, I would say he's at a bit of a disadvantage, that albeit that his talent is right up there.
Is local knowledge key this weekend? Even what was interesting, like Rory Kennedy, who you would think would know every turn and twist of every road in North Donegal, even he was saying the opening stage, do you know what? There's a few things about that had him thinking.
Well,
twice.
Yeah, well, you see the likes of that opening stage, that's where Matt will probably kick in, because he's at no disadvantage to that. He's the same as everybody else. So you could see him as an early challenger, but I'm just afraid when the event gets into the meat of the rally, the Saturday evening stages and the Sunday stages, he might tail off a wee bit, you know. Again, look, that's my opinion. Look, we can't go much further down the list without talking about Callum Devine. Again, as Rory says, you know, up and coming. I would disagree with Rory as up and coming. He's there, like he's you know, constantly at the front of the rallies that he's doing. He's had a few years doing rallies in Europe. He's always been getting good seat time. He seems to now have really enjoying his new car, his Polo. He's in a Polo this weekend. You know, he campaigned in a Hyundai and in a Ford, which I think he's probably struggled with different elements of them two cars, but. He certainly is going to be at the front, 100% sure of that.
The name Fisher is in the start list?
Yeah, well, you know, long history and a lot of weight in that man's shoulders. You know, Alistair, a great campaigner, don't get me wrong, probably plagued a wee bit with bad luck. You know, has led rallies and, you know, just had the smallest, silliest wee things knock him back, like, you know, sliding wide or getting punctures and a couple of offs over the years. But again, he'll be right there, as you've seen in the last few events. He's never far from the front of the, he's never far from the front of the battle. Good experienced co-driver with him. You know, I would say now, out of them all, Alistair would be the cool customer who's prepped really, really well for this event. And again, a lot of weight on his shoulders, but he'll really want to win it. Like, the hunger would be there with him.
Is he regarded as having a similar style of driving to his dad?
His uncle,
sorry.
Yeah. You see, it's very difficult to say. Like, Bertie Fisher was always a very calm, collected guy, and, you know, Rory could tell you that more than any of us. And if you watch his onboards, like, he had everything right. Like, you know, he prepped well and he drove with a very nice, casual style. It's hard to tell with these cars today, because the aggression that you need to drive these R5 cars, the corner speed is just phenomenal in them. And I happened to actually been in one of them yesterday, and I was, again, like every time I get into them, I kind of just go, wow, you know, this corner speed. They're not fast in a straight line. Well, fast, but an ordinary, you know, like the layman would think they're fast, but when you drove the old 2 litre World Rally cars, they were very quick in a straight line. Okay, these things...
Yeah, this is interesting for those who aren't as initiated in motorsport. You were telling me that, you know, the cars you drove in the noughties in a straight line probably go faster because they have more power. The limits and restrictions that are on rallying now mean they don't go quite as quick in a straight line, but they are more dynamic in the narrow twists and turns of rallying.
In easy terms, the older cars were 2 litre engines with bigger restrictors on, big turbos on them, and they just, like, my Corolla would have done 150 mile an hour on a long straight.
In a rally?
in a rally. Oh, we've had it there a couple of times. And, you know, the Subarus of the day, the Fords, the Skodas, they were all the same. They're all big high-geared cars, but they had the power. So the 0-60 and the torque, the when you come back out of the corner, you put your foot on it, you just pin you to the seat. These new R5 cars are all restricted to 1600 engines, 32 mm restrictors in their turbo. So they don't have the same amount of torque, they don't have the same amount of power. So when you're coming out of the corner and you put your foot on it, there's not that oomph, as they say, is the easiest way I can put it. But the speed that they can go around the corner at, the chassis development, the suspension development that has taken on over the last 10 years, these cars are just phenomenal. Like I listened to Rory or to Gary Jennings, an interview the other day by him, and he was commenting that, and he's one of the last guys to get out of the old cars, and he's even, you know, you can see his eyes going the minute the question was asked, what do you think of the cars, and he just raised his eyes. He said, these things go around corners like unbelievable, you know. Yeah. And the braking element of it. For we'd have been braking at the 100 metre board, these things are braking at the 70 metre board. You know, they're just phenomenal what they can do, you know.
Modern technology. Any other names you want to pick out, or pick out a couple of dark horses for me when you have one?
Well, you know, there's Cathan McCourt there, who's a big campaigner. He's put a lot of effort into his motorsport this last year or two. In a new car, he's been campaigning with Ford, so he's in a sit down this weekend. Could be a bit of a dark horse. I could be saying this with a wee bit of bias, but Desi Henry, I would say.
Okay, well, on our way into this one, you're not racing this year. I didn't realise until tonight that you actually competed in the last Donegal International Rally 2 years ago, and you finished sixth in 2018.
Sixth in 2018 and 10th in 2019.
Right.
2019.
So what are you doing here?
Well, in 2018, I had done a bit of a project by Undy Motorsport and a company called MRF Tyres, who are an Indian manufacturer. And the tyre side of things, I'll get to it very quickly. They just wanted to develop a tyre on tarmac for motorsport. So I knew the guy that was the European importer, and he got me roped into doing it. Okay. Hyundai were struggling a bit in Ireland and elsewhere, and I got very friendly with Andrew John, and who was the customer manager at the time with Hyundai, and became friendly with Adamo, his boss, and did a deal to take a car to Ireland. It had their support, and we ran the car and campaigned it on the tyre. We were successful enough. Like, I think in that year, in 2018, we were close on the fastest time, almost beating Manus. I thoroughly enjoyed the event. It was something different for me. We did quite a few rallies that year. The project with Hyundai finished at the end of that year, and I took another project on with Proton, a Malaysian manufacturer, to develop a wee car for them, or five car as well. Okay. And that's why I ended up doing the rally in 2019.
Right. Okay.
Not just as much success.
And apart from doing updates with Atlantic Metals for us this weekend, Eugene Donnelly.
God help everybody listening to that.
what will your other role be at the rally this weekend?
Well, Desi Henry is you know, a local driver to me from where I'm from, and Desi and I have always had chats, and he asked me would I tag along this weekend and help him out wherever I could see maybe a bit of stability and a bit of knowledge about the event more than anything else. So I'll be in their camp back and forward over the weekend, and obviously focusing on Desi, you know, because I've been asked, I want him to win. So, do you know what I mean? It is what it is. Like, and you know, I've spent a bit of time with him, and I think he's in a great place. The car performing very well. And as I say, I had the opportunity to take a spin with him the other night, and I was very impressed by how calm, how stable, and how controlled he's in his own, like, to come to approach the event. So he could be a dark horse. He'll have my full support anyway.
Okay, you'll have the Desi Henry flag out anyway, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Look, you can't rule Declan Boyle out either. Another past winner, a local man, of extremely, extremely hungry. And Declan has been, like all the rallies he's done, he fires everything at it, and it'll be no mistake he'll do the same here. Another young man worth mentioning is Eamon Kelly, who's son of Donna Kelly's. And people may not have noticed this, but I think the anoraks in the rallying world have probably spotted this kid is pretty quick, like, you know. So, you know, local knowledge will play a part there. He'll know the roads, maybe not so familiar with the car and the speed, but he could go pretty well as well, you know.
Unfortunately, I think Garth McHale, and again, a two-times winner, you know, no seat time, new car, I think he'll struggle a wee bit. But you just don't know. That old flair of McHale could just fire up and he could be there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Let's see, Gareth and Aaron involved this weekend. Let's hear from one of the younger generation of co-drivers who's competing at the Donegal International Rally this year. He's a Sligo native, but he is pretty well ensconced in Donegal. In fact, he lives a five-minute walk away from the course this weekend in Kilmacrenan. I'm speaking of Sligo's Niall Burns, who's the navigator for Aidan Ray, Tyrone's Aidan Ray this weekend. Here's how he sees and ranks the Donegal International Rally.
It's the biggest event of the year for us. Like, I suppose, to put it in other terms, it's like our All-Ireland, I suppose, if you put in Gaelic football terms. It's the biggest event of the year. It's when you get your license again in January, you know, as a co-driver, it's always in the back of your mind, right, will I have a seat for Donegal? You know, will I have a competitive seat? And I suppose once we get kind of like Galway International out of the way, the circuit, Killarney, it's just all attention goes to Donegal then. And, you know, we're just a week away now, or a couple of days away actually at this point. So I just cannot wait to get going.
What is so unique about the Donegal Rally in your mind?
I think it's just the atmosphere, the stages, the people you meet up there. Everyone seems to step it up a bit for Donegal too, you know, like everyone seems to come out with new machinery or upgrades to cars and stuff. And just the level of competition and the entry you get up there is just something like you never see in any other rallies in Ireland, in my own opinion. And it's just something special about that event, you know. It's really hard to describe, but anyone that's been there, they know what I mean.
Does it suit some drivers more than others?
They say it does, like you need a lot of local knowledge up there now, but I guess a lot of the Irish tarmac events are quite similar. The tarmac championship is a bit different than the Irish national championship in ways, because they use similar stages year in, year out. So obviously crews now that have done Donegal with the last couple of years that have experienced some of the classes like Knockall and Cairnhill. But I guess on the Friday is always we start running different stages on the Friday, and this year we're going back out towards Burt direction, Newton Cunningham. So, you know, there's some different stages there to cater for maybe first time competitors coming up too. So I think it's an all-round event really.
You said the important thing is to have a seat in these big events. You've got one alongside Tyrone's Aidan Ray. Do you feel if things roll your way you've got a strong shout this week?
We actually haven't as much seat time as we probably would have liked for this event, but Aidan's gone quite well in Donegal in the past, and I think this is my 12th start at Donegal this year too. So between that now, and we've a good crew running the car, we're fairly confident we should be relatively on the pace now come the Friday afternoon.
Who are the other drivers you feel we should keep an eye on this weekend?
Oh, it's such an entry list there. It's hard to pick just a few. Obviously, Sam Moffat, you know, is starting car number one. You have Callum Devine coming off his first tarmac win in Killarney. You have Josh there that's just after winning the Circuit of Munster Rally 5 rounds in a row in the Irish National Series. But I think a real outside competitor that you cannot discount is Matt Edwards and David Moynihan. Now they're going in the Citroen C3. Matt's obviously 3-time British champion coming to Donegal for the first time, but a very, very quick driver, and I'll be very surprised if he's not in the mix.
Is the rally anywhere close to your home, Niall, in Kilmacrenan?
It is actually. I'd say maybe a 5-minute walk from a junction there in the Cairnhill stage. So I'm looking forward to getting a run up that stage now, and looking forward to it. Hopefully now we just get the weather on our side too. Like as always at the minute now, the sun is splitting the stones up here, because you know yourself, it's always that way in Letterkenny.
So in between stages, you've almost got time to pop home for lunch or tea.
Well, hopefully I won't have that much time, but it's one of the few events I can get to go to my own bed at the end of each day as well. So, you know, it's always good that way.
That's Sligo's Niall Burns, who's co-driver for Tyrone's Aidan Ray. They're in car number 35 this weekend. For the younger generation of driver and co-driver crews, Eugene Donnelly, how many goals at the rally does it take before you feel you've got the... You can say you're kind of semi-experienced. Could you put a figure on it?
I did the event first in 1986 when I was 19 or 20 years of age, and it took to me to be in my 30s to win it. You know, you weren't equipped with the machinery to win it in them first years, but to really get a proper feel for it, you have to do the rally at least 2 or 3 times, I think. Your first time going, it's a real learning curve. It has been mentioned there about the grip level. Donegal's a wee bit special in that way, and on the classic stages. And just to get to understand, you know, where the speed is in the event, takes a couple of goes at it now. It definitely does.
Okay. You mentioned classic stages. This is the 50th birthday of the Donegal International Rally, and there is going to be a special event this Sunday where some of the past winners of the Donegal Rally will assemble in the hotel in Rossapenna, which used to be the main depot, I think, back in the early days for the Donegal Rally. And they're going to do a couple of demonstration runs. Some of them will be driving the original car, whether it was from the 90s, maybe even the 80s, that they won the Donegal Rally in. They've been reconditioned and prepared for this demonstration. Two stages they're going to do, including Atlantic Drive, I think, on Sunday, which should be a spectacle for some of the 70,000 odd spectators expected to descend on the Donegal International Rally circuit this weekend. The man coordinating this parade of champions on Sunday, on the final day's action, is Donna Kelly. Yeah.
Kind of a nice idea to bring together some of the previous winners, reunite them with their old cars, and let them, I suppose, sample the stages once again, and you know, reignite some of the old memories, and yeah, bring a few smiles out to the spectators on the Sunday afternoon. We're hoping to drive the Glen stage and Atlantic Drive. So yeah, look, it's there too as a celebration and to mark the occasion.
And you have a who's who of Irish rallying: Billy Coleman, Austin McHale, the first home winner, Vincent Bonner, will be taking part. Andrew Nesbitt, of course, has won the rally more often than anybody else. And World Rally Champion Ari Vatanen will be part of it as well. It's a lovely get together of some of the real household names of Irish rallying.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you're right. They're household names. And again, for the local guys, the likes of Vincent and James, certainly ignited the passion, and so many, especially for guys like me as young lads in the county, we looked up to both the guys as like our heroes, and encouraged us to get into sport in the first place. And yeah, Ari coming over is, I suppose, again, a recognition of how popular the event is, to get time out of the schedule to come and celebrate with us. And you know, with Cathal Curley, who's the first time winner there also, you know, and it's, yeah, there's a great bit of excitement, and you know, maybe it's the start of something that we could repeat again in the future. But we're going to gather at the Rossapenna Hotel, which was the original headquarters of the event back in 72, and you know, the cars will be on display, the drivers will be there to meet and greet spectators and fans alike, you know, and we want it to be an inclusive event and people to actually enjoy the spectacle.
And many of the drivers will be behind the wheel of their original rally cars, Donna, which you've played a part in helping ensure they're ready this weekend.
Yeah, look, you know, again, it makes it more, I suppose, authentic, and we can get the guys back into the cars that they actually drove. So it hasn't been possible for every single car and driver, but for the majority of them, they're reunited with their old mounts. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they bed in again. And the fun is building already, because what to be a nice casual drive through the countryside seems to have been ignored. The red mist seems to be falling already for some of these guys, so it's quite entertaining.
Sure, and it will be poignant, of course, too. You're taking part yourself. You'll be driving the Subaru S12, driven to victory by the late Manus Kelly in 2018.
Yeah, Donal had spoke to me, Donal Barrett, Manus's co-driver, about, you know, the two of us taking the car out, and again, paying tribute to Manus and his achievements. And again, really, Manus was the people's champion. And I think everybody will celebrate and see the car pass, especially with Donald sitting beside me. You know, so it'll be, yeah, it'll be emotional, but I think it's a fitting tribute.
It certainly is. So to finish, Donna, just remind us of times on Sunday if people either want to pay a visit to the Rossapenna or see the guys in action.
Yeah, we're gathering cars there from around about 10 in the morning, and she'll be on display until about 12:30, 1 o'clock, and then we will head for the Glen stage and the drive, and then we'll return to the Rossapenna. So there's a couple of opportunities to actually see the cars and the drivers. So yeah, and it's going to be quite casual and relaxed, so we welcome everybody to come along.
That's Donna Kelly with details on the Parade of Champions on Sunday. Some of the past winners will be taking part in those two demonstration stages. Great to see names like Billy Coleman et al. Involved. Eugene Donnelly, you're a three-time winner. Why aren't you taking part in the demonstration run on Sunday?
I hope I'm not old enough, maybe. Is that the diplomatic way to answer that? It's a great idea and it's brilliant to bring everybody together. Yeah. And, it's nice thing to have done on the anniversary of the rally, the 50th anniversary. Like, it's not many rallies get to that age, like, and have a history like Donegal has, and some of the names on the winners list there. But I can tell you, the man at the rally very first, he's the character. Like, you know, Cathal Curley is a real character.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be no dull faces when he's about.
He'll
be a bit of crack, you know.
But it's
good. It's great. And it's great that it's out in Rossapenna, the Downings there. So it's a nice area. And I think they're going to drive Atlantic Drive and a couple of the classics. And it'll be great. But it'll be good.
Okay, very good. Well, look, we're approaching the end of the programme. It's 9:05. I don't know where the hour went. I'm not going to ask you for a prediction this weekend, but...
I don't think there's anybody could give you a prediction because there's seven or eight guys there can win it. And then, as Rory Kennedy said earlier, this is the most competitive it's been in years. I'll take it on the chin. When I won the rally, and all three times, you know, there's three guys maybe there to beat me. There's seven or eight guys there, and there's a couple of outsiders that can win this rally. So I'm telling you, it's going to be some spectacle this weekend.
Yeah, because for all the technical advances you've highlighted that make these cars so good, particularly at corners, I mean, there still are the variables. It might rain, conditions, an error, a piece of bad luck. Rallies can change.
Absolutely. Luck does play a bit of a part, otherwise, earlier, good guidance sticks out of bad luck. But anything can happen, you know, a puncture or a bit of a spin. And I have a funny feeling that you're going to see very small gaps between six or seven of the guys at the front. And the race will be, you know, it'll be tooth and nail. Who'll come out the winner? It's anybody's guess. I think it's worthwhile to mention the national section, which we haven't talked about, you know, because you have some fantastic drivers in that. And drivers that if you put them in these other five cars, they'll be there at the front of the rally as well, you know. And some great characters, I have to say. But, you know, the spectators come to watch the rally, and it's great now we have the national section. And you know, it used to be you come and you watch the first 10 cars go by and you walked away. Now everybody waits to see these national runners because the speeds that they are going at, and some of the national events, you know, the likes of, you know, your local Sligo stages and Monaghan stages and Cavan stages, these national guys can actually, you know, go and win these rallies. That's how fast the cars are. And it's a tribute to them that they, you know, the control they have of it. But that is going to be a massive battle this weekend. And I was just looking there, two of the local club members, John Rowan sitting with David Bogie and Ryan Moore sitting with Kevin Galler. Like, those are two top guys in the national section. Could you imagine they're running 24 and 25? Could you imagine the conversations between the stages with them two guys, you know?
Sure.
But again, there's probably six or seven guys can win the national section. It's going to be a phenomenal event this weekend.
It surely is. Eugene, it's been great listening to your insight and knowledge, and a reminder that Ocean FM Sports coverage of the Donegal International this weekend is coming to you, compliments of Atlantic Metals, Carrow and Sligo. They are your first pit stop for getting rid of all your scrap metal cars, vans, 4x4s, all commercials. In fact, they'll buy any scrap metal from you. If you want to find out more, call Claire on 071 915 4809. When Desi Henry and his fellow competitors are on the start ramp tomorrow morning 11 o'clock for the Dourish stage to start this rally, will you miss it, Eugene Donnelly, very quickly in 30 seconds, that you're not
absolutely
suited, of course, up and behind the wheel?
Yeah, of course I'm going to miss it. You know, it's an iconic event. I would just love to be strapped in there in some shape or form. I didn't get my ass in gear to put a program together to do it, so yeah, I'm going to be the man with the tears watching them take off to the first stage.
You're not retired yet, Eugene. You're not retired yet. Eugene Donnelly, thank you very much. Enjoy
you're
the
very
weekend
welcome.
Rally, and you'll hear lots more from Eugene on Ocean FM tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. We'll have regular live updates keeping you in touch with what's happening on the 2022 Jewel Donegal International Rally. A reminder that this programme is available as a podcast on oceanfm.ie and wherever you get your podcasts. Simply search for Ocean FM Ireland to find it. We're back next week, same time, same place.
Ocean FM.
Donegal International Rally Updates. With thanks to Atlantic Metals, Carro Sligo. Your first pit stop for getting rid of all your scrap metal. Cars, vans, 4x4s and all commercials. In fact, we buy any scrap metal. 0719154809 and ask for Claire.